Parshas Tazria v'Taro. Taro means Mitzera. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Ben Ishchai. Rabbi Yossi says, the Pirkei Avos, like the Ben Ishchai said before, in these parshas till Matan Tera, he's going to go according to the Mishnayos, the beginning of the Perek of Pirkei Avos. So he says, Yehich mamon chaverecha, chaviv alecha kushalach. The money of your friend should be dear to you like your own. V'hatken atzmecha, and fix yourself l'mod Tera. She'ena Yerushalach. It's not a Yerusha for you. It's not an inheritance to you. For kol ma'asecha, and all your actions, you l'shem shemaim, should be for the name of heaven. Yesh l'dat, this to know. Ma shayichut l'esek ha'tera im chibuv momen chavero. What's it to do learning Torah with the desire for the money of one's friend? D'naket lehu, that they chose, b'had yadadu, the Mishnah brought it together. V'od, ma notin tam b'tevat she'eno. Says she'eno Yerushalach. It's not a Yerusha for you. What does it mean she'eno Yerushalach? Fix yourself to learn Torah, and it's not a Yerushalach. What does it need to tell us this? V'nir Ali says to Ben Ishchai b'siat d'shmaya, the matzino shedima hakatuv et atera lemomen. The pasuk equates the Torah to money in a certain way. This is how the pasuk says. D'chtiv. If you seek Torah like a person who looks for money, seeks money, and like treasures, dig and look for it, as tavin et yirat Hashem, the pasuk says, then you'll understand yirat Hashem, you'll understand the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yirat Shemayim that comes from the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ken ama, tov sachra mischa kasev. It's better your dealings, the dealings of money. The dealings of Torah is better than the dealings of money. The Ke'eda Rabbit, and there's many psukim that equate the desire that people have for money to the desire that we should have for Torah. Va'inyanhu, and this makes sense as follows. Kumosha osik b'momen b'masa b'matan, just as a person who's involved with money in his business dealings, ma'a b'amosif ha'momen shalom, he increases his money. Ken ha'osik b'Torah, someone who's learning Torah, v'nosif v'notim b'dvareh, and he's involved in its words. Yimtza chidushei Torah ha'be, he'll always be ma'be his Torah, will be increasing his Torah, he'll find more and more chidushim. V'yosif chochma, we'll be adding wisdom. V'lachen gam b'Torah, therefore also Torah, shayach loshen schorah. It's also relevant, this loshen of business dealings, right? Because you're mosif, your Torah, just as your mosif, you're adding to your money, and you're adding to your Torah, just as you're adding to your money. Ach, efsha sheyachshov ha'adam. It's possible a person to think, k'mo mamono, like his money, im yirtze l'anicho b'tevi, he leaves it in a box, in his wallet, whatever, v'lo yasok po, he just leaves it there. Right? Ele yoshev u'batel, he leaves it, doesn't do anything with him. D'roshayhu b'sholo. It's permitted, it's okay, it's permitted to that. V'ein alav din v'cheshbon, he has no din in cheshbon. He has no judgment on that. Ken hu mischa ha-Torah. Similarly, that's what happens with the Torah. If you can leave the Torah, you learned a lot, now you can leave it. No, I learned already. Im lo yirtze la'asov b'masa v'matan, shol Torah. If he doesn't want to be involved in the dealings of the Torah, like to learn, rashai, it's permitted, just as in business. He made his money, he believes it. The shalohu, he... That the Torah, like money, is his, he can do whatever he wants. So the Torah is his, he can do whatever he wants. Says the Ben Ishchai, no. V'rashay l'anicho b'keren zavis. He can leave the Torah in the keren zavis, in the corner. V'lo yasokva k'dei la'arviyach m'meno chidushim. He doesn't have to be involved in it to learn from it chidushim, to have chidushim from it. Hinei be'emet ha'choshev ken, someone who thinks this way, who dat shotim, he's an idiot. That's a very strong statement. Ki ha-Torah, he Torah's Hashem. Torah is not your Torah, it's the Torah's Hashem. V'nitna la'adam, and it's given to a man, kadei la'asok ba, to be involved in it, v'litroach be'esek shela, and to be involved in its involvement. Kadei la'otzi la'o ta'alumea, to be take out, and give light, those hidden secrets, v'sitareh, those hidden secrets. Ba'ab chalakim shel parades, in the four portions of parades, which is pshat, simple understanding, Rebbe's hinted, drush, an allegorical understanding, and sod, and like a deeper understanding. Vahare he etzel ha'adam, it's by a person, b'teret iska. It's given to a person, it's not his, it's given like an iska, like it's like a person gives you money to you're like a hedge fund, to make money from it. Kechad hanotin l'chaveiro elef zehuvim, a person gives him 1,000 coins, right? Fast, $1,000,000, listacher behem, right? To do business with them. V'yikach min harevach machzitzcha, and he, the person who's involved, will take half of the reward, and the person who gave it to him will take half. The eino rashai levatel, he's not allowed to just leave it alone, this money. Bekiso shel chaveiro, right? Ulaniach hakeren batel, he's not allowed to leave that principle alone. V'toch hateva, v'lo yasok bo klum, and not to be involved with it at all. Because that's what he was given for. He was given it to make money from it, to involve in it. Ken ha'inyan etzel ha'Torah. So is it the Torah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a kind of iska, says the Beit Shammai, to be involved in it and bring out its chidushim. And in a certain way, that Torah, that pikadon is our neshama. Because the chidushim that we have from the Torah is the chidushim of our neshama. That's the pikadon, v'yafkid ruchi. He gave his soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me'ein his covered, he put in us, and he gave it as a pikotin. And the Ben Ishchai is explaining that's an iska, that's like chetzi milva chetzi pikotin. It's like you get half of the iska, and kivyochol he gets the balabais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets half. V'lachayach, and therefore it says Amar Katuv ki lekach tov natati lechem, I gave you a very good deal. Torati al ta'azov, don't leave the Torah. You have to always be involved in it, in its chidushim. Ratzonama, it means to say, hen emet, lekach tov, this is a Torah, it's a good deal. It's a good thing that I gave you. Natati lechem, I gave it to you. Shemasartiha lechem, I gave it over to you. Achi odenu torati, it's still my Torah. Ken? Natati lechem, still my Torah. Shelihi, umamonihi, it's my mamon. Lekach al tahazovu, and therefore don't leave it. Ein atem rishayim lazov hatera shela. You can't leave the Torah. Lazov ha'esek shela. You can't leave this involvement. It's an iska, right? It's a hedge fund. It's a business deal. V'tiu bateli mimenu, and be leaving it alone. The einu mamon shelachem, it's not yours. Money kedei shetomru, like you say, rishay adam v'bitul esek mamono. He can leave his own money. You are obligated to be involved in it, and to bring out from it like revach, abundance and fruit as much as you can. And therefore we says mamon, that's why it says now in relation, go back to the Mishnah, why it says it with the Torah, it says mamon, it should be the money of your friends, which is given over to you with Teres Iska, right? Which is given over to you as like a hedge funding. Chaviv alecha, dear to you, kishulcha, like your own. Shata tzarich l'shomro v'lasok bo, you have to guard it and deal with it. Shelo ye batel, it shouldn't be left alone. Delo tuchal latznio, you can't leave it b'keren zavis, in the corner, in bilti esek shel revach, without being involved in it. Bezehu b'mamon hagashmi. This is, we're talking about mamon hagashmi shel chaverecha, of your friend hamasur lecha, which is given over to you. V'kamochem, and similarly, ata tzarich lehizahe, to be careful b'mamon haruchani, but the mamon, your spiritual mamon, he hatern, that's the Torah that is given to you, hakadosha hamasur lecha, which is given over to you. Shetetaken atzmecha, that you fix yourself. Lilmod Torah, to learn Torah. V'lo tanichena, and you won't leave it batele b'keren's office. You won't leave it alone in the keren's office. Yan, since ki hen emet, this is in truth, shenitna lecha me'et Hashem, it's given to you from Hashem. Achi eina yerusha lecha, it's not an inheritance to you. Ela odena shel ba'ala, it still belongs to its owner, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah Hashem. Nikrat, because the Torah of Hashem, it's called gam acha shenitna Yisrael, even after it's given to Israel. Ubala, and its owner, Ayah Kodesh Baruch Hu, rotze, he wants shetitrachba, to be involved in it, lehotzi mimena, to take out from it, revach upri chidushim, and fruit and abundance of the Chiddushi Torah. V'kol kavanatcha b'limud, and all your thinking in your limud, v'esek shela, and involved in it, you l'shem shemayim, should be for the sake of Hashem. V'lo ba'avur l'kabul pras, and not to get paid min ha'revach hazeh, to be paid from this revach, shatam molid mimenu, that you bring out from it. Umash amal l'shem shemayim. Why it says here the pasuk, the Pirkei Avos l'shem shemayim, v'lo amal l'shemayim, should be kol kavanatcha l'shemayim. Hainu ki ha'adam ve'esek ha'tera, a person who's involved in Torah, tzarech liyached shem havaya, he has to be miyached shem havaya v'shem adni, and the shem yud kei vav kei with the shem adni. V'lechein amru rabotenu, says our rabbis, ki chaim hem lemotziehem, it's life to those who bring them out, lemotziehem b'peh, those who bring out in his mouth. Hainu, the shem adni hu b'chines kli, is a b'china of the kli, the vessel that holds the words. Those are the words. V'shem havaya b'chinas or plimi. It's the awe of those words, i.e. the Torah itself. Shehu b'toch hakli. It's in the kli, the words he comes out with. V'lechach, and therefore, shem adni nikra nautik. It's considered the vessel, the shem havaya, for the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'yadua, and it's a known thing. Ki hapeh hu b'chinas shem adni. The mouth is this concept of shem adni. Besod, in the concept, Adonai sefatai tiftach, Hashem, open out my lips. V'hatorah atzma, and the Torah itself, he b'china shem havaya, is the shem havaya. Right? It represents in the shem havaya, Yudkei Vavkei. That's the b'chinas Yaakov, who's avos, the av of Torah. V'lakach, and therefore, the father of Torah. Therefore, tzarech sheyotziam b'peh, we have to take it out in the paper, to give it a kli. V'lazeh siyem, Ufi, and my mouth, shehu b'china shem adni, that's the kli that's holding the Torah, yagit yelatech, reveal your praise, hi ha-Torah, the tehillah of you is your Torah itself, shehi sod shem havaya, it will reveal sod shem havaya, the adni will reveal the pnimius that's in you, which is shem havaya, the etzim havaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, his rotzen, his havaya, his existence in this world. V'lechein, im ha'adam motzi divrei Torah b'piv mamish, when he brings out the words of Torah, mamish, from his mouth. Hinei b'zeh oseh chibu, does connects shem havaya b'nartik, he takes the shem havaya, the pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being, and he puts into the kli of his words, the kli shalom, shu shem adni. And he makes this zivug between Shem Havai and Shem Adni and brings Shefa into the world. Ulezeh brings goodness into the world. Ulezeh amah chayim hem lemotzeehem b'peh. It's life to those who bring it out to the world, because he brings life to the world, life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. V'yadua, and it's known. And he brings life to him, because through him comes this life to the world, which is Torah. V'yadua, it's chiyus to the world, right? Hachochma yichayed ba'aleh will give life to his, the people who speak Chochmah, v'yadua, it's a known, and through them to the world. Shemayim kinui l'shem havaya, the Shemayim is against Shem havaya, Yudkei Vavkei, shenikra Shemayim, it's called Shemayim, v'tevat Shem, hu kinui l'adni, right? It's a kinui to the, it's like a concept of Shem Adni. Hanikra Shem, besod v'yas David Shem, and David, who's the midas of Shem Adni, or Malchus, he made a Shem. Ulezeh ama kol maasech yilu shem shamayim. I would say shem and shamayim to be mechaber, right? She titchaber bechina shem, which is concept of adni, which is concept of what shem. Shem means to give a name to something. When you give a name to something, you say that it's purpose, it's expression. That's the concept of malchus. In bechina shamayim, shamayim is something which it's the chibu of shamayim gives the proper name to the shem, right? It gives its proper expression. So that's the Shem Havaya, the Ayyakrish Baruch Hu, Shem Havaya, gives proper expression to the Shemus in the world, i.e. that's the Shem through which Akrish Baruch Hu gives proper expression to all the Shemus in the world, which is his expressions in the Midas HaMalchu, which is Adni, and that's the Shem, Shem Shamayim. The Shem will be Shamayim, will be a Chibu to Shamayim. U'bezeh yu Chibu or Plimi, there'll be a Chibu of the or Plimi Ayyakrish Baruch Hu's being, Shehu Shem Havaya, the name Havaya, betoch hakli shehu Shem Adni, which is the Shem Shamayim. I call dvarecha yud Shem Shamayim means kol maasecha yud Shem Shamayim means all your actions will be the chibu of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen, his Havaya, his Shem Havaya, his being, with his expression, the Shem in the world. the names of the things in the world, the malchus in the world, the expression in the world. V'lechem, kol kedusha sheyesh lemala, all kedusha that is above, muchrach, it has to be sheyesh ba b'chinas or pnimi, there has to be or pnimi or b'chinas kelim. All kedusha has something which is pnimi or pnimi and kelim, something which is used to express, ay shem avaya v'shem adni. V'kol ha'olamot, ay zachah nekeva, right? The zachah is the expressor, and the cave is that which is being expressed in. For kol ha'olamot, all the worlds, the spiritual worlds, the kol ha'sfirot, and all the spheres, hem miyusadim, they're founded, vasuyim b'kach, and made this way, shehem b'chines kelim b'chines orot shebetocham, they represent the vessels, and they represent the light in them. V'ein olam, v'ein sphira lemala, and there's no world, and no sphere above, she'ein ba b'chines kelim b'chines orot pnimim. In all the world, you have to have this concept of orot pnimim, the inner world, or the kelim. And there's another thing called makifim, which is around the kli. V'hine yadua, it's known. Shatera nikret mayim, tera is called water, right? We know that from many places, right? Called sami yilchul mayim is referring to tera. Anyone who's thirsty should go to water, the water of his soul. That refreshes him, that gives him life. V'hi hamataheret et adam. That's the thing which gives a person purity and clarity. V'doche me'alav kol min tumah. It removes from all the types of tumah. V'lechein kamo shatera hanshnikret mayim. The Torah which is called water. She chayim la'adam, which is life to a person. Ayedei ha'tahara, she mitaharato. Through the tahara, that the Torah is mitahim, right? It gives him that clarity in life. Because tiha, like we say in the Gemara in Brachas, tiha yoma, it's clear the day. Tahara is when a person has clarity in life. The more clarity he has in life, the more pure he is. Tzricha liyot bepeh has to be expressed in his mouth. Kasher aman, like we say, v'nimset. Hatahara nasit b'mayim shebetoch hakli. The tahara is done with the water that's inside this vessel. Shu hapeh, right? The Torah is the thing which is metahe, right? Betoch hakli, which is the mouth. Kamo sha'amu, chayim hem lemotzeim bepeh. It gives life, it gives tahara, life which is tahara. Mayim chayim is referring to, right? Mayim chayim, el keli, is giving mayim chayim to mitahe, the vessel, which is his kli, his expression in the world. Ken tahara tiyadav shal adam. Also the tahara of a person's hands is b'mayim hagashmiim, with the physical water, i.e. his actions are brought out into the world to be clearly following the Rotzen of Hashem. Tzrichim ha'mayim liyot betoch hakli, the water has to be inside the kli. U'bezen nitarim ha'yadayim, and with this we mitar the yadayim, right? Just as the or pnimi is in the kli, so the mayim, which represents the Torah, is in the kli, the or pnimi, and that's what is going to cause tara to his hands. We're talking about nitiris yadayim, right? Obviously. This will be the tara of his hand, b'mayim hagashmiim, in the physical water. Kamo tarat adam b'mayim haruchniim, just as the tara of a person with the mayim haruchniim, with the Torah. The more Torah a person learns, the more he expresses it in the kelim, in his vessel, in his peh, right? In the mila that he brings out. And loshen mila, we said before, is loshen of bris mila, of cutting. A mila is something you cut. It's cut away from a person. Yeah? It's cut. Separate, but it's imbues what the person is, a gili das of a person, and if that gili das is a gili of terror, it's a gili of taras of a person. She is a dugmas kedusha shelamal. It's a dugma of the kedusha of above, because it's a havaya of a kedush baruch hu, shem havaya, which is embodied in the kli of the adni. So it represents the kedusha milamala, the shem havaya itself, when he speaks words of terror. Shakol asui b'chinas kelim b'chinas orot betochum. Every word he has is b'chinas kelim, which has the oros of terror inside of them. V'hu besod chibu shem havaya, and that's the chibu of shem havaya. Shu or pnimi, which is the inner light, right? Inside the kli, b'shem adni, which is the expressor. The kli is always the expressor. Malchus, kingship. Shuhu sod hakli v'nartik shelo. It's the foundation of the kli and the nartik shelo, i.e. the vessel which holds this water. V'lachach. Therefore, hakli shenotim bo nikra b'divrei rabotenu. The word for kli that we use, according to the rabbis, is antal. Shuhu mispa chibu havaya adni. Antal is Aramaic, right, for Natla, right? It's Natla, which is Aramaic, comes out the gematria of Havaya Adni, yeah? Which is, Antal is 51 plus tau, which is 39, which makes together 60, 90. And Havaya is 26, and Adni is 60, Nun Yud, and 5, 55, 26, and it's 91. So that's 1991, so it's including the kolo. Ken Mufarash, no, because we have 91. We do have 91. We have the Aleph. We've got the Aleph in Antal. Ken Mufurash Besidur Rabbeinu Rashash. And that's how the Rashash explains. Zeh Leshonu Hakavana Shel Antal. Shu Mispa Shnei Shemot HaNiskarot. It's the Shilu of Shem Havaya V'Shem Adni. So he explains that in the Rashash. That the Chibu of Shem Havaya V'Adni represents the Or Plimi in the Or, in the Kelim, the vessel. And the expression of Tahara, the physical world, in the world of expression, which is the world of the Kli, of the vessel, of Adni, and gives Tara to his actions, and that's why he doesn't tell his time, in order this Tara should be Mamshichim the whole day, so his actions will be proper actions, which exhibit the words of Torah and the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam in the world.